Hi, it's the Anfield Wrap Unwrapped. Feels like it's been a long time. It's me, Rob Gutman. I've got John Gibbons, Dan Austin, and Steve Graves looking at me in their rooms in different places. It's tough to come up with a subject in a pandemic. No one's ever set that challenge before. But I thought, so what our future is still remains unclear, but the only thing that's clearer about it is if Liverpool are to win this league, it won't be in front of fans. It will be behind closed doors. So I set the challenge of coming up with an agenda. One of you's come up with a terrible noise there. What was that? I'm assuming it's Steve's stomach or something. But anyway, I thought, how do you the working title that's become the actual title is, how do you celebrate a 30-year wait for a league title in a pandemic? It's a pithy title. But it was inspired by a conversation whilst doing the daily exercise on a walk with my boys around Sefton Park. And I was deciding, I don't know, I think I was triggered by doing a show with you, John, about on this day. We're talking about the eight great 87-88 side with the Barnes Beardsley team, and about that game where Liverpool beat Forest 5-0. And I was telling them what an amazing team that was, winning every game 4-0. I think Danny goes to me, so the day we won the league, what was that like then? And I went, fuck, I can't remember. I literally, you know, it's one of the greatest Liverpool sides, if not the greatest Liverpool side I'd seen up till recent times. And I could not remember the moment of crowning, the climax of it all. I had to look it up to remind myself. And it did come back. We beat Tottenham 1-0 at Anfield with a Peter Beardsley goal in an unremarkable game. And it's in a collection of quite unremarkable Liverpool title clinches that happened in the 80s. Most of them are really, really not spectacular in themselves. There were no limbs in the cop on those days. You know, there was no great moment. And it brought me back to a theme I've sort of expanded on in shows down the course of the season, that leagues are often won over a series of days out, really. And it's sort of, the thought consoled me to an extent of what's happening to us at the moment, that we're going through a process and we're faced with watching Liverpool on TV, and we just don't know exactly what that's going to feel like. We know Liverpool are inexorably moving towards a title, but we don't know, but we sense that we want, I'll start with you, Steve. We sense that we deserve, after 30 years of waiting, some moment of gratification, some great explosion. And yet I think even before the crisis, before the halt, it was never destined to really be that, was it?